We're supposed to do it in truthful parliament. Everything. In fact, what Mara told me is that people judge you on what you wear. If you only wear shirts that are not crazy to you, there's nothing special that they say about you. They take from what. That's why you always seem mismatched. But I don't want you to take me for granted and make sure that you always seem mismatched and my mind is matched. So I think they are not wearing suits because their language. They are wearing suits because in Parliament we are supposed to look like members of Parliament. We would like to welcome Ufisi. In this community. As we all know that we have a new chairperson. At last, we have a chairperson at this community. I think we are all happy at last that the Committee of Arts and Culture has a chairperson after a long time. Umangwa Shivas will be the chairperson of Arts and Culture. But I asked Ubulela to invite her so that, you know, we do the report so that we can catch up with what we're doing this year. But unfortunately, I hear that she's overseas. She'll be back tomorrow. I think she left with the committee or as member of Committee of Social Development. They have a study tour. And she's not here. Oh, Mama Shiva, see, we know her. She has been the chairperson of Social Development all this time. And now she's going to be the chairperson of Arts and Culture. And it is clear that between us, three of us here, there will be only one. We don't know who that would be between Comet Sondo, Comet Maluleka, Comet Centrate, because it's not possible that we're all here in the same committee. It's always one week per committee. So we don't know yet who's going to be the whip of the of Arts and Culture. We then wait until they do the allocation of rooms to various committees. But I thought that we should not wait until, because there's a lot, you know, we can't wait for the new chief whip to allocate us. We need to continue with our work. You know, the reason why I said we should have this meeting is that we have the oversight, we went to KZN, we have reports to be adopted, and then Mrs. Van der Vaart is also a member from DA who is always with us. We would like to welcome Mrs. Galose in this committee. I don't know what happens to her. She come and go and come and go. We want to say to you, Mrs. Galose, we love you so much in the Arts and Culture. We wish if you could be in this committee forever. Amen. And that will increase the number of women that are in this committee. We have a shortage of women in this community. We have Ulis, Mama Zanose, no Mama Uramutile. And then I might not be here. It doesn't mean that it will, again, you know, number of women will decrease, and we would like to say please stick to this committee so that we have equal number of women in this committee. And we want to say thank you very much for coming, Ms. Mugaros. In our agenda we have three items. We have invitations, launch an invitation. Yeah, I think that's from Bangladesh, no? Invitation is inviting the members of committee to Peruvians in Bangladesh. There's a letter written to the committee, which I think is also inviting all members of Arts and Culture to attend the Peruvians in Bangladesh. Let me read the letter so that we all have a common understanding of what it says. It says invitation to read them. His message to the King Kudu is written at the Gizum, the royal family, and the Kwazulu Natal provincial government will be hosting the annual prestigious Zulu Royal Weekend. An invitation is extended to you and all the members of the personal committee as follows. It's a Yokeni Royal Residence, Kwanongoma. The date is the 8th September. 7, time 9 o'clock, dress code formal or traditional. And then please RSVP by Thursday. That is all the speech. Please make sure that you RSVP this so that you are listed amongst the people that are will be attending. The letter is coming from the NEC for Art and Culture. And that means that when we're there, we made a mark. We made a mark because they are inviting us. I'm not sure along those lines. Because now, Honorable Mata, who is a member of NADEACO, is the chairperson of the Cultural Committee of Arts and Culture. And also, Mbeke from Inkatha Freedom Party. You know, they were so good to us, Mamunka, also when we encountered my chance. We were a good committee and you know, collective, we're working very collectively with members of the opposition party. And I think this is inviting us, you know, because they said from now onwards we'll be working very closely. So I wish members could attend. I don't know when the 6th is. When is the 6th? This weekend. Unfortunately, this weekend is not. I mean, this is the 6th. This coming Thursday. This is Thursday. That is for the RSVP Thursday. So, let's say Ubauzulu must please represent us as a person who is already in Kwazulu Natal and Mamunka. Could you please attend? I'm not saying others should not, but Let's make sure that at least we have representative of personal committee in KwaZulu-Natal. But think about going, all of the members. Now, it's outside the funeral, not my funeral, but somebody that I know. About
I cannot take myself as that I can represent the personal committee because I'm the one who is organizing.
Okay. It's our responsibility, remember. Please, let's make sure that we do attend. Let's make sure that we are receiving. You know, something happened on Saturday, you know, on the day of the chef show. All members of the personal committee were standing outside, like, very stupid people. RSVP Ubulela is saying she did to Ukoni, to his department, and we looked very disorganized. And we're standing outside, and other members of parliament were like, we had a vote, everything was done. And there is this, always this, you know, problem of the Secretary of Parliament that they are insufficient. And it's really, really, you know, bad. You see it, you know, only when you go out to occasions like those, when the RSVP is not done, and it's definitely it's only members of the parliament. And I'm not saying Ubulela is saying she did that, and the problem with Ubulela, I think I'll say it now that I'm leaving this committee, say it again and again, that I will always put blame on the secretary. Maybe. Because if you do the RSVP, you make sure and you make a follow-up and check it. You can't just fetch things and say it was fetched and you don't make a follow-up. So if follow-up is supposed to be done and you do an officer guide, let me say it in front of you. When you send something for a member of parliament, you make sure that the RSVP is done. You again make a follow-up of checking whether that thing was received by a person. you know, in charge of inviting Bulela. So it should not happen again, Bulela. Even if I'm not here, even if it's my chivas, it must. If you said something, make sure that it's done and make a follow-up. Because that thing looks very clumsy. We're standing outside and we're like, abandoned the disabled, we're trying to tell the sovereign the way. And once you do that in an occasion, people don't take you seriously. You lose your dignity immediately. Which will be your problem as well now, okay, we'll swear your one, we'll talk on the outside. It's not nice, Bulela. So let us learn to make follow-ups when we do invitations. And then,
okay, I could go to this time. Is anybody aware of the package or the only one you see?
Okay. You know what we do? I think let us make this copy for all the members. Because here there is a telephone number. And then do we have this letter?
Yes.
And then phone that number and then check, you know, all the details. Because I don't have those details with me. But I think if you RSVP, they'll be able to tell you. Maybe they might have it in accommodation if people coming from afar. You see, they might have hotels to accommodate those people if they will have a problem of in down Yolanda. I think, well, you see, now I will also make a follow up and check, Ukuthi, do they have this kind of, will they be able to welcome our people when they go there? I know the NEC very well, and please, phone her, this is the office, and then ask, and then when you do the RSVP, you can definitely tell you exactly what is happening. I'll also make a follow-up. I won't be like, Bulela, I'm not. I'm friend, you're my man, you're my man, you're my man, you're my man. Call me back. Call me back.
Thank you so much. I was just looking at this invitation. Is it official? The portfolio committee? Or is it coming to individuals? Is the portfolio committee then? Is the portfolio committee going to organize transport, accommodation, every other thing so that we must be very clear, and that will determine who goes and who doesn't go. If we could clarify it that way, because if it comes to the portfolio committee, then it means the portfolio committee must organize everything for us who are prepared to go.
Okay, I hear you, Flavomaki. I think it is extended to all of us. Because the last sentence of the paragraph says, an invitation is extended to you and all the members of the social committee. So, you know, it's the same thing in the group of one of those others. I will make a follow-up on this matter. Then I'll ask Bulela, and I'll talk to Bulela if there's any information. Bulela, I'll ask Bulela to phone me and inform me. Concerning all the areas of accommodation, people that welcome you and everything. I would ask Bulela from here, let's go to my office and phone the NEC and check, and then you will then phone the member. Honorable Lekhetan, Honorable Lekhetan.
Thank you, Sir President. I think we should use this opportunity here to take everybody must attend. Those who cannot, fine, but we should have a list of people who intend going there from this meeting. Thank
you. All of us are right. We're supposed to be all going there, not one or two people. It will look better if we are a good number of people, but I would hear from them which is what is their problem if not going to work. Like myself, I know that I have a funeral of a neighbor. I would want to go, really, but because I have a clearer of who the neighbor is home, you see, and you know, neighbor is like brother to you or sister to you. So I'll be attending that thing that next day I'm psychiatric. All right, my next. I'm requesting my Mashiva too, because I hear she's coming tomorrow to please attend as a chairperson of the portfolio committee. Honorable Mashiva, thank you. The chairperson of the Whatever AMC says to us, we do what we do. So we're not going to say, no, I want it today, I want it today. So we'll see that time when he likes it. But I think I've developed that kind of, you know, liking this committee and the members. And I think maybe, if I'm not here, maybe I could be the alternate. Yeah, because there is the kind of learning from this committee.
Yeah.
You know, that lexicography. Those big words. Right, I think, you know, I've learned, you know, very rough in this committee about the years I learned. Even if I say, I don't know if this coming could be a couple that I left on this. So I didn't learn it very sweet this committee. It was tough going and the road had, you know, it was road where I was told, Mr. Mel, my leg, don't say it again, don't say you don't want this committee. So I think I developed that kind of, you know, friendship with members of this committee. Then I'm going to see, you know, who is going to be this committee, but we don't know who is going to be the member of this committee. But it doesn't mean that even if I'm not the member of the committee, I have enemies of the African culture. When I have time, I will always come and be with you. Let us finish up this thing of going to work in Nadal. We have only some Danose, Honorable Danose, and Honorable Lefajo, Honorable Lefajo people are supposed to get that. We'll set up by the yard, as we go to our book. And I will make sure that we end this January or your party. Honorable Zulu, I'm not going to say Honorable Zulu is not part of us, even if Upaya, but he will always be the fulfilled committee of Arts and Culture. Upaya, because he can fire, even if Upaya is a very organizer fire. But we have two people, only Honorable Dorothy and Gibal Chokwe, and I will plead with the chapter in which she must please go there. Attend the meeting, yes, the dance. I will talk to her tomorrow, yes. Now, I'm taking a leave. Do you know something I have yet to put on the weather scan on time? So, I'll put off up to Monday. I'm leaving after the disease scan. I'm doing a scan in the afternoon. Then I will get home over the weekend. I'll come back on Monday. But I'll make sure even if it's over the phone, I'll talk to Jefferson to attend. And then we have a report to adopt for the members. And Mrs. Van der Vaart was not part of the committee or AFI. I don't know what the rule says because it's all ANC. We were all ANC members when we went there. But because I don't want to leave the work hanging, you know, the report is out. Being adopted and people feeling in the way. I thought that I would adopt that those last today so that everything and the regular facility they would see. What about that?
Just before we
start
the meeting,
I would
like to
say
my members here.
Like I thought, you know, silence, yeah, it means I'm going, she's going. It was only those that lifted their hands that said, no, we'll be able to attend. Are you satisfied? Okay. So, members, we will rely on members that have been. Mambo, ngiyafuna nje uye kwaZulu-Natal and ngizayithinda. Noma uye waphuma, ungene waphuma, usala nje ungalandi. So I'll organize any theatrical thing for the airport of land. Ngiyakucela wethu. Ngikabile
sapho.
Even if it's from Joburg, you will be on the plane in the morning and come the same day. Think about it, Mama, for a week, because it's very embarrassing. You know, but people show the committee all about it.
Kamato, Tenoha.
So please, let's make a follow-up, Mama, think about it.
It's fine.
His 6 is, it's 8 and 9 months. The main, Ugaya on the 8th, Uge look from the same day. Think about it, Mambo. I'm not expecting an answer now, but think about it. All the members, let's finish this occasion matters. I have, Seta is reminding me, thank you Seta for reminding me, that remember we have the launch party in Nagala on the 8th. Abana Pika.
Walang.
Yo? Walang. Walang on the 8th. Yes, yes. It's a type of invitation. I hope it's
here. Yeah,
so, this invitation is coming from the office of the Minister of Arts and Culture. It's inviting us to the launch of eHeritage Saturday, September, Palanga, Indoor Sports Center, Kenya. I won't be here. Babu saw the leg of the Korea and the weekend. I will have the Zulu soccer. The look of the Zulu Palanga Sports Center on Saturday. So you will have them too. Thank you for e-commit on Saturday. Because COVID won't ever want to be kicked down. So, like, I was never COVID solved. No, I won't be here on Thursday, I'll be here. So, thank you for the one letter. Let's make a follow up if you can learn, COVID won't ever should. Please make sure that you inform them that the COVID solved will be attending. And also, okay, from here we go together to my office to follow the NEC for the God of Natal, for the invitations of God of Natal. Next. Thank you, Congress. All the members, I'm expecting you to advise me whether we should adopt a report today or wait for another day when everything will be in the committee. I'm not quite sure what to do because I thought that we will adopt and so that because I thought that you know report will also give me the kind of understanding the work done by the committee which was come on, you are going to advise me.
Yeah, I thought Chairperson gave, unfortunately I left mine in the office. But I thought we should, if we were all right, you were right that you know we wrap up everything at something.
Yeah.
When much like it comes, it will be some official and
all members. There's a suggestion that we should adopt this because really three of us being with, we might be allocated to other, two of us will be leaving this committee definitely. So which means they are going to be leaving someone. So we need to adopt this report so that we don't leave Uselendo Uhengani. Do you all agree, Amanda?
Yes.
Thank you. I see it says the draft. Glenn, do you have a reason why it says draft? It's written draft? Or you want to make a final after adopting part of the... Okay. If there's anything that we want to change. Okay. Do we all have this report? All of the members?
Draft.
All of them, do we have this? You don't have. Will you share with, well, I think you would like that, sharing comment. And look at him, the way he page one, all of the members, it's the cohort, the team of education that went to KZN. On the, from the 13th to the 17th of August, we went to KZN for oversight. And it's the, KZN is one of the provinces that when we were checking provinces that were never visited by the Bodrio Committee, we nominated to go as the Bodrio Committee. Yes, the first day was we went to, that is day two, that center, that was our first day. And this is the oversight that was very successful because we were welcomed by the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture of KwaZulu-Natal, led by Honorable Mbatha, a member from Majeko. And they were all there, they welcomed us, and we were really respected as members of parliament in KZN. And the first day we went to Bus Center, and Bus Center welcomed by CEO Bulelwa Malanje. And I'm going to talk to this. I'm not going to read line by line. I remember. And that was in the center of the harbor in KZN. And then phase one is the background of that center. I remember. And with the composition of the staff that has the curator, the visualist, publicist, market coordinator, administrative assistant, and the project manager. They showed us as many things in that first center on the members, and they are doing very good work there. And it is a non-governmental organization, and it's not profit-making organization. And then the problem, you know, the challenges that are there, phase three, there they are on the members. The building of the center to look to Port of Devon. It's not their building, and it's maintained by them. And then they were complaining about Imali, maintenance of the center is done by, you know, them. And then they said they have no operational funding. And then they did good things, like there were people that say each area was sort of giving us the history of that center. And we quickly get to stable. Is that clear? That's wrong spelling. Let me check again. Phase three. Yes. Okay. Okay, should I stop now and
continue?
Okay. Okay. Stable Theatre, we went to get to Stable Theatre, welcomed by Provincial and National Cultural Committee of Arts and Culture, better called Akaya, they were part of us. And then Stable Theatre, Samana and Kalabas Van Nogis. Nakuman and Diman Bagan and Sassin down the Stable Theatre. There are the challenges, all of the members of the Stable Theatre. One of the problems, as called Lapaya, was the problem of funding. And almost all the projects that we visited, they were worried about not having enough funding. Then we just, that was the first day, I'm talking about the first day, stage four of the members. We went to Devon Archives. Devon Archives, you know, it was very, very, very interesting to me. And because that's where they keep all the old history of books and with all the is it the archives, those years, with all the history of. Because I specifically asked them, what kind of history is there? I think even they work together with Home Affairs, where they are able to trace someone's grave, about this person died on such and such a day, and he was buried, or he was buried, Glen Dow, with all the history. And then, although we didn't have much time there, because we were like sort of rushing to that place. And that, if I'm not mistaken, is owned is also funded by the government. Am I right? Do you remember the German Academy? Yes. It's funded by the government. But what is noticed, hey, I was in Berlin, what was there, my cousin, and then I changed it. What I've noticed about the building, they are renting the building from municipality, and they were saying it's too small. It does not accommodate, you know, what all the issues that would want to do as a project. They have fire extinguishers because we're worried about those books. They are old books, thick books, fire. And one of the questions raised by the Member of Parliament, what if it doesn't get attacked? What will happen to those archives? And then they said, they showed us the fire extinguishers that are, you know, they are attacked. He said every shelf has this fire extinguisher that are, you know, sort of protecting those archives from fire. Yeah, they have that kind of provision for those archives. And then we went to Ekaya Community Center, Bamashu. The Ekaya Community Center, Bamashu, we were with the members of the social committee. Yay! Hi, the Kumnandi are for coming. All of us are offering. Ukolani took us, this is in the center of Bamashu, and it has all the youth. They go there, they learn, they run the training of the youth, they have they train the designing, the music, they have also the what is it called? Where they record music. Studio, yes, studio. Recording studio, they have also recording studio. They produce music themselves. They teach dancing, and they also play music for us. And it was really, really, you know, very interesting project. And also, they have challenges. The challenge of the funding, that is page 6 of our members. It's challenging, that side of finding is a problem with all these projects we visited. They have access to internet so that they are able to get information and share information and get information from internet that they do not have. They have limited resources. In capacity to accommodate youth from other townships around Devon and Guadalajara in particular. They say they get applications of about 100, maybe. I just want to make plus minus 100 applications, and they can only take about 25. I still remember what they said to us, but the only, you know, number that they can take is 25. They can't take more than 25 because of the space in the. It's very, very interesting. Yes. And that was the one honorable member. Should I pause there or go ahead and finish the report, honorable member? Honorable Market, are you with us?
Very much so.
Okay. Honorable members, if people are quiet, I'm continuing. Day 2, page 6. Page six. And number 7. It says Dalala Museum. It says page 5. Oh, okay. Committee 6. Okay, it doesn't matter. Uchalala Museum, if we still remember Uchalala Museum. The first one of my letters, I started to put it to.
Could you take us to the day two?
I think upon arrival we were welcomed by them who's a curator, We were introduced to one young person who has been trained or qualified as a curator. I think this was one museum that has really impressed all of us. It's very progressive, I must say, in meeting the challenges that we're confronting, especially in terms of this sector. It's very community rooted. They're looking beyond just collecting and displaying things in that museum. For me, and I think all of us, their community involvement was something that really impressed us, and how they want to develop the museum beyond your traditional museum or conventional museum. So it's also geared at contributing to the economy of the area. We were taken through the museum itself, but also shown new projects that they've embarked upon. Those new buildings that they built outside. And that it is members from the local community who are actually building the extension, where they help people actually with skills that they never had before, teaching them new skills in building. And one thing that interests me, and I think all of us, are that those people who are building them, I think you could just remind each other what the center was outside. That they will, some of those people will also be employed on a continuous basis as the ones who will be maintaining the new structure. Or they will be part of the museum staff. I don't go into the details of what is all that is reflected in the document.
The huts which were being built, and which Pam said they are true reflection of the culture of Ikwazulu. Fire and American are those huts. And they promised to invite the committee when they came for the launch of that project. Yes, thank you very much for that. It's under the museum. If you still remember, it's we went to Isanfan, where there was this guy who was from the Lord, from the front. So that was Yakuna. Do you still remember Isanfan? Who was telling us about the history of the Zulu nation? Is the name of that place, the whole area, is it called Rockers?
No, the
The one on the mountain. You're right. Yes, you're right. we started at the Rockfish, design one, museum. And then we there went to Rockfish. If you still remember, Rockfish, where they do the printing of the cloth and everything. And again, different Fundisi was sort of sharing with us how they started the project. And they have links with the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And sometimes they said KwaZulu-Natal offers assistance, you know, in other projects with Zabo. So I think they have a link with the University of Zealand in terms of what they are doing. And then they said they do this to fight poverty in the area. And they also do skills transfers and share Love Life campaigns. But as we all know, Love Life deals about HIV and AIDS. And then again, they have same challenges of funding and marketing of stock. Because they have good cloth files, but they don't have in marketing. They don't know how to sell those, which I think we need to also make sure that if follow-ups are done, also let us to be returned to those women, to all those churches, to thank them for welcoming us. And because they gave us their business cards, all of them, just to say we welcome. We thank them for their efforts of fighting poverty by doing all the projects that they're doing. With day three, honorable members, we went to Utandi, if you should remember. Utandi is next to the school where we were welcomed by, there was a mayor. Did I remember? A lady mayor.
Yeah,
Gandhi, which was from the other Kumbul. We started library in town. That library where they were saying they don't.
They're just a depot.
They distribute to various libraries. So we went to this library where. Simongi. Yes. We went to Simongi, the library, where there was a mayor of Utandi, and we had a very good discussion concerning how this is operating, how the library is operating in the area. They told us that it has 28,000 books in its premises. They also showed us that they also played the video, audiovisual, you know, tapes and other materials. They are also, you know, a link with that library, which is publishing, giving books to them. They get books from that library, the one we went to. They also complained about the space, that they don't have enough space. We also referred some of the challenges that they were raising. In fact, almost all the projects were reminding the portfolio of Committee of Arts and Culture in KwaZulu-Natal, which was identified by all of us that the arts and culture of KwaZulu-Natal were seeing e-projects for the first time. That's one thing that we identified as the portfolio committee, that the portfolio committee of KwaZulu-Natal is not taking care of sort of doing oversight to this project, because they were seeing them for the first time. They were like visitors. They were like us. They were not aware of issues raised by their, you know, the project in KwaZulu-Natal. That's one thing that we identified in KwaZulu-Natal. So the funding problem, it's all of them, you know, all the projects they worried about. Funding. And also, this library was talking about not having the access to internet, and the building, they worried about the building, which is not enough for them, for the children, because it's near the school, so it's used mainly by school children. I'm now going to Lame Museum. I don't remember. Lame Museum, could I ask Okombe Ron Sanger to take us to Lame Museum? I threw his hair in school, so I got fine. I'm rich. and take us to the four honorable son.
Il nome è called to be that is to remember, but it's a place where there are two histories. The portfolio committee unfortunately went to one history. The portfolio committee unfortunately explored one side of the history, which was the side of the history narrated by Amas Zulu, where we saw the lineage of the kingdom of KwaZulu Natal, and the wars that were waged there, and the ways by which they were approaching their enemy, the Chaka regiment arrangement. What was cultural about the outside arrangement is that they have got the divan for their fire outside, where divan is a place where the cause of people wanting to get what is this now, Amatansa, they would pick up stones and put there and ask for whatever luck they would wish to have. The entire place is under construction, and I'm sure when we go back there we'll see a very, very nice place. We're told about the history of that particular place, but ours was always saying that we need to go on the other side and get the other side of the story. Also, they were having this challenge, which is an overarching challenge of having no funding, not enough funding. I think that is in overall what was there. And I must mention the fact that we were entertained by traditional music there from the close village in that area. Day 4. I'm sure you will notice it goes to Tetuayo. You'll notice it goes to Tetuayo. I was telling that I think the computer is always jumping away from.
Where is that?
On the number of imports, the fire number one.
Okay.
G4. We went to KwaZulu at University of KwaZulu, or University of Zululand. It was a very, very nice kind of an arrangement where we were received by the staff that is dealing with arts and culture, with music from the students who are doing arts and culture. It was quite an entertaining kind of a situation, but also it was...
Yeah,
I just
want to
Okay.
The student focus on the trying to find out whether arts and culture is something to be in the developing nation.
That is the universal part of the matter.
Students wanted to know whether it's a correct decision by them to study arts and culture, whether it can take them anywhere. And I think that was a universal question that we had to deal with. But members dealt with all those questions, and in some instances, the department, the provincial department of arts and culture, had to give direction in that, and we had that. They are also giving part of it. We're also taken to, in the very same university, we were taken to a library. Where we saw various books and various pictures. From there, we were taken to a research center.
Yes.
Yeah. We were taken to that research center where the center is researching the original concept of isiZulu, concentrating on that, but it's working hand in hand with all the components that produced the previously disadvantaged languages. And then from there we drove straight to Ekangisa. And the Ekangisa, it's a house, used to be a house belonging to Mr. Mboma, Kalingoma. A house that is used as a school, a music school, where children are trained to practice and exercise music or to play musical instruments. There were marimbas, pianos, and violins that were there, instruments by which they were training abantwana when they take them as children. But everything was that old. The upkeep of the house, the upkeep of the instrument needed much to be desired. Also, they were complaining that they cannot hold their programs together because they were unfunded. Fortunately, we were promised by the provincial Arts and Culture Portfolio Committee that it was going to follow up that that initiative because they know the story. Yes, they understand that there are minor administrative and structural arrangement. When I say structural, I mean structural in paper arrangement that would make the center qualify for funding, especially when they meet the criteria. It's a family problem that was going to be solved with an invitation of Sfongile the Khumalo. To go and be part of that solution. Then we went to, where did we go to?
We went to, okay. No, you are right.
I've lost my trigger now.
You finished the day four, and then we go to day five.
Which is what to Guza, okay?
Yes.
Then it's done now.
Yeah.
We went to Shaka Museum, what to Guza, a museum which was set up in a period of about 6 or 7 years. And it's a museum that portrays Inkosi zakwaZulu, and it has got also a number of other cultural work that you see there, like beadwork, clay pots, and all that. And we saw that in that when we first visited Ezekiel Kasaka Ngaphandle, and we were told about the history of how Shaka was killed by a brother. And then we move away to Chief Albert's Luthuli Museum. You'll notice Luthuli, yeah? Yeah, and then I must remind members that we were, as we got in there, we were received by a staff that gave us coffee, and we were taken to a house where we, where some of us nearly fell to shock because Uluthuli was there, sitting there writing.
Yeah.
You've got Uluthuli there, Honorable Peter Malule. But it was, it's a museum that was showing how generous Chief Albert Luthuli was, and how he was seen by outside governments when he got a visit from visit by John F. Kennedy. Were shown the tree under which they were sitting, and the bench of senators. Yeah, the senator, the one on entrance. And the bench on which they were sitting. We were taken around the house, just like the Mandela House in Victor Sassoon, but it has got that rich pottery of rich history about how Chief Luthuli spent his life when he was still alive and all that. That wrote down there, I thought that what you said, Shepherdson, about the Provincial Portfolio Committee not having visited his cultural sites or his museums and all that, it has been our observation, and I would propose that the concluding point should be the Portfolio Committee observation. Thank you.
Thank you, that's it, remember. That's our report of the oversight, KZN. Let's start from page one and check the spelling mistakes, and we know how or what it says now. Just to go through so that we expect Vulela to do the final result mistake, final result of the mistake. One mistake which was notified is this. Page three, theater is wrong. The spelling is wrong.
Can I start at page one?
Okay. What paragraph is that?
Paragraph two.
Okay.
My proposal would be the purpose of the oversight was to monitor progress and challenges facing communities on cultural activities.
Page one.
Yeah.
Okay.
At provincial level.
How can you come in?
After community.
Yes.
It should be on cultural activity.
In Bangladesh. Okay.
In the following area.
Like that is good, yeah, okay. Okay, whatever. Can we proceed? Especially the soil area, no? Day two?
Day one. Members of provincial parliament. What is it? Oh, no, I'm wrong. My apologies. I withdraw.
Okay, then I will not.
So I didn't speak of Natal provincial deficit.
Okay.
4.1.1
background.
From the bottom, the second line, towards the right there, because the central administration is because the tenant is an individual.
What's
this?
Paragraph?
It's a paragraph. So the second line from the top.
The center provides second. The temperature is not conducive to that of archives. Okay. I thought this is, I think, right way. Yes. From the center promotion, is there any spelling or concept error? Yes, the water foundation.
Yeah. The water foundation is another level based to the company, as well as the government of the country.
We delete that in and write establishment of the center. Okay, is there anything else to remember? Historically, Every year, managers of the center conduct auditions to ensure that they get a percentage of youth who pose certain skills in different categories of this project and also passion for art and culture.
Okay,
that percentage is to write a number. Okay. Ne? And who are you, sir?
Okay.
Once they complete,
or after completion of the
we delete once and write after completion of the course. Come on, Father. Okay. Bamboo answer. Okay.
And then the same paragraph, that sentence, for that is not good.
I'm lost now.
Get a number of youth who for that this section.
Okay. Yes. Last paragraph, the second of our very first answer. Thank you, Son of Lemma. Is there any question?
Pam welcomes that this do not know who this Pam is.
Same as Adam. Will you put Pam the curator? Okay, I mean Pam, who is the curator of the Alama Museum? Ne? Very sudden.
No, I'll find that from those books in the poll and find out.
Okay, could you make sure that it's also in the report?
Okay.
But could you also ask the school and the question?
No, but
are you doing them?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that find out who that guy is and also some fire and I? Okay. Hey, Shannon? Yeah, fine. Unveiling, not identifying and enhance talent. Oh, naturally. Basic, good ticket. The sentence under the EKM Community Center for 1, 2, 3, third paragraph. The following paragraph. Could you ask me to correct mistakes, whatever it is, with the text?
Okay.
We're saying, we are saying there's a sentence that says the building is well secured, as higher up and as women are said in availing, we say identifying and enhance talent. Okay. Oh, yes, from Taiwan.
It has been formed in various counties.
Okay.
Over 800.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my county is also from.
Okay. Yeah, Nanke counties. Counties. Say seven.
Okay.
No, it's spelling for all who can.
In New York, you did a country in various countries like Denmark, New York.
Yeah, see. Five, six. This is USA, plus New York country, a country. The city. USA. Okay, thank you, Mom Bambo. Eight, seven. Where is that from?
Under which topic?
University of Greenland. You go straight to your separate dial. And then go down to +5. That's what I'm asking. What is that? Now, the story that I've learned about the Black Jesus, when we ask, there is a picture on the wall that has a black, crucified black man, name of Jesus. And then we ask, what is special about this picture? I think that this is very important. It's real. Let us after this write, something under the picture of Black Jesus. Let us write what one of those Zulu is telling us. That what is special about the Black Jesus is that Chief Azazu Zulu was seen as a black crucified, fighting for black people in those days, and then that was banished in South Africa. The apartheid regime banished the photo. May I ask you, write something so that you know I have your entire body in fact that you know. From the speeches made by literally. What happened? I can't remember this folks speeches made. Or what is it?
I think those
this is still the importance of writing little notes about the pictures is very important. Because if you say quotes from speeches made by Chifu Tuli, I don't understand what you mean. But if you say the way speeches that were written by other Tuli, then what are the
extracts from speeches
Could we then say we adopt this with corrections? All of the members. Okay. Babu, please make sure that you write this again. Which you wish to assistant by research. Babu, my luck.
No, not after the time.
codependence of no shall I? Okay. And then I come with you. Honorable receptors?
All these things is the church. Because you might have family. As in the portfolio community, what are the things that you can do?
Honorable Sajo, thank you very much for reminding us. What was the summary of what you said is Pusukuru should also be written in the report. Honorable
at the bottom of this report, we must have the recommendations of the portfolio committee.
Yes.
And I think between Munera and Silva, they will know the things that we raised in those issues that we have outside.
Yes.
Yes.
Silva and Munera, it is very important that, because there were recommendations that were raised.
It has to do with that other part of the museum that comes to the Black River and it is the power they are coming from the
foundation. Yeah. I listen. Also, you're right. We had a very fruitful meeting with the political committee of KwaZulu-Natal, where we raised the issue of identifying the political committee of KwaZulu-Natal should make follow-up of the house of Mr. Ngoma. And they promised that they would definitely do a follow-up. And then we were told that there was a business plan written by the community, which is in the hands of the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Arts Culture in the province. And that also, the Chairperson of Arts and Culture in the province, said they would definitely make a follow-up in terms of funding. That's another recommendation. And also the Portfolio Committee of the National Parliament said they will work together with the Portfolio Committee of KwaZulu-Natal to make sure that all the challenges are met, and also the other recommendation was that we will give the department, especially Mr. Temba Wakashe, because he deals with heritage, and make sure that we give them our report and also make a follow-up. By the department should do follow-up by interaction with the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture provincially and nationally, especially the question of the funding. We promise that we will work together with the Director General or DDG of the Heritage Unit. Thank you very much, Comrade Kato. It's very important that you also write the recommendations made by the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture. So, make sure that you do it together, and we are going to adopt this correction, because we might not have time. We don't know when other weeks that are here, or three of us, we don't know when we're going to land. So we want to take this opportunity of adopting this report now, this correction. And could we say you apply, so that it's in their file? Each and every member should have this for me, the final sentiment of this record, of this report to be placed in, so that they can find this in their record. Honorable Zulu?
And we also recommended that the government should assist to find this.
Thank you.
government can assist that the youth load use.
I remember. We also said we will interact with the MEC for agriculture in the province so that they look at the question of buying the property, because it is a multi, it's private owned, and the owner is selling it. They said at the MEC. That's part of the recommendation, please. Lines in office, do you have something to say?
No, not at this point in time.
Okay. Well, remember, thank you very much for the time for correcting this. I don't know if there are any other members for the sake of keeping them. Do we have anything? Okay. There's one page in minutes. I'm not going to take our time. I don't remember. It's too short. Can I have one minute?
I'm not sure that question.
Yes? One second. Adoption of the loan minutes, the minutes. One page. Minutes of the 22nd, what was? This is the statement.